Like, I think he's going to hold that card pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Does anyone care about that anymore?
What?
Like, yeah, you didn't play the game.
Yeah, when you say the things that Stephen A. does, I
know,
I think so.
But he's the biggest sports talker in the country. Like, clearly, it's not impacted his ability to rise. Yeah. Like, I mean,
no, but when someone's going to call him out for saying, I don't know if he really had guys that were willing to call him out previously for like stupid shit he said.
Not the people that are on the show now.
Right. I think with that guy coming
that's just
in,
one of those ones that, like, I don't know. People used to say it like 10, 15 years ago, and it seemed to like cut. But now it's like all the people that are the most successful people in sports media, for the most part, like some of them played, but most of them didn't. Like, most of them were just old newspaper guys that found the
I agree.
The niche being a hot taker.
I wish that was an unedited show.
What?
Because we're talking about Cam Newton joining First Take as a contributor, for those wondering. There's definitely a level of Cam Newton who wants to say, man, what in the fuck are you talking about? And he can't say it that way, and I wish he could.
Oh, but he could still say, like, what the hell are you talking
about? I know, but it from Cam, I'd rather the other. This would be funnier.
Yeah, I think Cam Newton's perfect for that show. He says wild shit.
Bro, what in the shit is you saying?
That show is all about saying wild shit.
Yeah.
He won't be afraid to argue with Stephen A. Smith, that's another hallmark of the show. And he's like a larger-than-life character.
Yes.
Like, he'll dress like the Mad Hatter.
I'm
waiting on the hats.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask, is what does wardrobe look like?
Is he going to wear the scarf, the auntie scarf?
Why not?
Under the hat?
Why not?
He shows up looking like somebody's fucking aunt going to communion. Like,
yeah.
Like, I guess.
Whatever works for you.
Stephen A. sits down for makeup before the show. Is Cam doing makeup?
Yeah.
I think, don't everybody who goes on TV like that do makeup? Just because, like,
could probably say no.
Yeah, but then you'd be all shiny. Like,
he's got coverings.
That first
lights are hot.
You remember that first week when Shannon did it, and he had that dark ass makeup on?
Well, yeah, they needed. They did.
That's right. Man, that's right.
And his lips. Somebody made his lips weird.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that was bad.
They didn't have a good makeup person for.
Hey, man, it is almost Halloween.
Sharp.
So.
Yeah, that's bad.
But at the very least, you want to, like, if you're gonna. Just a little tip for people who may go on TV someday and you're going to be in a studio. At least right before you go on, wipe your face off with like a tissue, like a Kleenex or some toilet paper or something like that, just to get all the grease, all the stuff off. Otherwise, you're going to be on there shining.
That was my first time meeting Brandon Adams, was at I did that 11 thing, whatever, that sports, whatever shit that everybody does. And so my first time meeting Brandon. And so I was sitting there and they were like, do you want us to put some makeup on you? I was like, no, I'm good, man. I'm straight. And she said that right there. She said, well, how about you just take this towel and just wipe your face? I'm like, no problem.
Yeah, But then
I'm sitting there. There's B.A. right in the chair where I am for you.
Sure.
And B.A. pulls out a compact.
Yeah, you got to get the powder on there.
And B.A. was putting that powder on his face. And I'm like, what the fuck is – who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
You know, and then obviously I got to know B.A. a lot more. And we started doing some stuff for Dog Nation. But I was sitting there looking at him with that fucking makeup on.
Yeah.
When he pulled out the compact, that threw me off.
Yeah, it's.
But then he pulled out that little circle thing and rubbed it around and started rubbing that shit on his face.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, man, what the fuck am I doing here?
Most dudes that do TV have a little makeup thing to hit their face right before. Like my buddy Patrick, you met him at the party. He's a TV reporter in North Carolina. Like, I bet Patrick's got a little kit right before he does his live reads or his stand-ups or whatever.
And that shit
just hit the powder.
That shit was funny.
Because the thing is, it comes off way differently with TV and the lights and all that.
Oh, yeah, because if you don't.
When you see them, like, not on TV and you see how much makeup they're wearing, you're like, God damn.
Oh, but yeah. Like, some people that sit in the studio do put on a lot of makeup.
As it comes over the TV, it's, you know, it looks normal.
You look better. You look way better if you put a little something
on. Also, you're dealing with fucking 4K HD Ultra.
And yeah.
Like, there was a time where you didn't need a ton of it.
Yeah.
But then once HD came around,
they could see
panicked.
All your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could see all they kind of high definition blemishes.
Yeah.
You know? And all the TV people are so vain. You know, they all, half the reason they got into TV, and they probably would never admit it, but it's true, is because they think they're good looking. Like, people get into TV because they think they're good looking.
True.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm sure journalistic integrity and blah 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 has a lot to do with it. Nah, you want to be on TV because you think that you think people should look at you. Like, I'm not. I think that still. Like, that I'm handsome and people should look at me. Yeah. Now we just happen to be on the radio, but who knows? Maybe we might stream it someday. Whatever.
Work our way.
I used to do a lot of TV.
Oh my god, that thing! So it's going to be on, but nobody's going to watch it. So why is it on?
That's a great question. Like, I think they're just taping us.
Are you taping us or something?
For evidence.
Like that? I mean, because it's not
those
on.
Things aren't still on.
Are then what? No.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But like, it's not on. Why the hell do we need it on?
I don't know. Maybe someday. Maybe someday it'll come back. Yeah. Remember, we were on for a while.
Yeah, COVID took it out. Dwayne was doing the camera.
Yeah, and there was one other person before him. What was the guy's name?
Tate,
and there was another guy who really liked movies.
Future Mornings?
Future Abe, as I
Mike.
Call him.
Mike was doing.
Mike, that's his
Mike
name.
McKinney. Yeah, he was doing morning Mike stuff. McKinney.
Yeah.
I still touch base with him every once in a while.
Of course you do.
Of course you do.
That's Future Abe.
A movie DM or whatever, you know?
That's Abe 25 years from now.
No, come on. He sees a ton of movies. I don't see that, man. I see a lot of movies.
Well, that's something to strive for. Exactly. You can maybe
get
there.
Because he has to go see stuff he's not, like, interested in, like, as
a reviewer.
You don't have to.
Does he have
to? Well, no, that's part, like, he's, like, an actual reviewer.
For who?
He has a website.
Oh. Okay.
He puts out his own stuff.
So he's a fucking fake-ass Siskel.
Fake-ass Siskel.
I read his stuff sometimes.
That's a good fucking diss for somebody.
I read his stuff to see if I'm in line sometimes or if I'm just out on my own fucking rocker.
I just remember he used to creep Wendy out.
Yes.
That was. By the way, I saw Wendy yesterday.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Good to see her.
Wendy came by the studio, got a chance to talk to her for a few minutes and catch up. That was nice of her to do.
I'm looking at. Oh, I talked to my cousin. He said that he's no flooding. My cousin lives in Tampa. He said no flooding, but no power though.
The wind damage.
But he said he's. He said
the wind damage is way worse.
He said that he's fine.
Good.
Family chat, and so I texted him like 7:30 and just heard from him. So. Yeah. So he says he's doing good.
Yeah, I've heard a couple people down there that said the wind was worse than the rain and flooding.
Well, everybody's probably seen the picture of Tropicana Field by now, right? I mean, that's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy. So, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some devastating news and pictures and video and stuff coming out of down there for sure.
Was this thing real about this dude on his boat?
I don't know.
This Lieutenant Dan dude?
Oh, I don't know.
I saw that story.
So he was in his boat.
Sir, tied if you to don't
the,
come with
tied
us
to the fucking dock, tied to the fucking dock, going through it with the fucking. So, I don't know how true.
I saw Lieutenant Dan trending on Twitter this morning. I didn't click on.
I just clicked on it.
That was it.
Apparently, the governor or mayor or someone like threatened to put him into custody if he wouldn't like step away from the bay.
He was like, "I dare you.
I dare you. I'm not afraid of you.
Damn.
Or this hurricane.
That's one thing about Florida, man. He's gonna be Florida, man.
Yeah. Did you see the one where the fucking the people house was flooding, their fucking crocodile. Like, was it?
I saw that video. I was like, I don't know if it's real or not.
It's a fucking crocodile. All right, motherfuckers need to.
Yeah, just go, just leave,
just leave. But just leave. It's always the evacuation costs money.
That's true.
Yeah, people
that's
like, true. I can barely afford living this motherfucker.
That's true. Not everybody has money to evacuate.
What makes you think I'm a
no doubt? No doubt about that. No doubt.